With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. This week's episode of Eye on Travel is sponsored by Lin Zess. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. I have a news for you. I'm not going to travel 400,000 miles this year, but I may get close because things are picking up. We'll be talking about that throughout the show, as you know, and you can always get in touch with me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it on the air. If you're just joining us, let me tell you where we're coming from. Get out those maps. 40 degrees, 46 minutes north, 73 degrees, 58 minutes west. We are in the bunker back in New York City and having a ball talking to you. And speaking about having a ball talking to you, let's go right to the phones. I've got Ronnie out there in Phoenix. How can I help you, Ronnie?
Hi, Peter. So my situation is this. I was supposed to leave for Turkey yesterday. However, because of the current lockdown, we decided to push our trip to mid-June. In the process of changing everything through Turkish Airlines, on the phone with agents, they managed to turn our tickets into, quote, open tickets. As a result, we purchased separate tickets because it was becoming extremely difficult to get agents to schedule the times with additional prices that they were charging us, outrageous prices for the new ticket, so to speak. My question is, with this open ticket that's good for a year, can I use that Turkish Airlines ticket with another one of the participating member airlines that is, you know, participates with Turkish Airlines? Is that a Star Alliance?
That would be Star Alliance. And I hate to tell you, though, Ronnie, that would be a no. But I have another question for you. Did you book this ticket online?
I booked this ticket online. However, with the changes for the new ticket, we decided to call an agent.
I know. I got to back you up. You booked this ticket online, and then when something went wrong, you got a problem in communication. Now, listen. I'm not the one to say I told you so, but here comes Ronnie. I told you so, because anytime you're booking a ticket, especially international, it makes so much sense to go through a trip advisor or a travel advisor or a travel agent, because when something goes wrong, they have a dedicated phone line to each of the supplier airlines that can cut through all of that for you, and they can be your advocate. In a situation like this, the only person being your advocate who doesn't have the experience is the person who I'm talking to on the phone right now, right?
Right.
I know. The other problem that you have is an open ticket has a dollar value. And the dollar value is essentially like a gift certificate. The problem with that is if it's not what the fare is going to be in June or July, you have to pay the difference in the fare. And it's only good on the airline that issued it, which in this case would be Turkish Air.
Correct.
Yeah. So there are lessons to be learned here. I hope you have. But in the meantime, keep in mind, what's the validity of that open ticket? It's a year, right?
Correct.
All right. So plan strategically and then go during a time when the airfares are not through the roof, which they will be now through the end of the summer because everybody's going.
So is my only option to go back to Turkey with this open ticket, or do I have other options?
You have other options to use Turkish Airlines to fly anywhere else they fly, but it's going to have to be on Turkish Air. Okay?
I see.
All right?
Okay, Peter. Thanks again for your help.
Hey, listen, I hope I have been helpful, but especially for the future, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ronnie, thanks for your call. Let's go out to Springfield, Illinois, and Claire's on the phone.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you, Claire?
Hi, I received an offer from Emergency Assistance Plus for a year of 24-hour medical assistance for all trips, foreign and domestic, and it covers evacuations, medical assistance, travel assistance, companion assistance, and it costs $169 for a year. Is this a good deal, or is this too good to be true?
Well, I am a huge fan of what we call medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. It's offered by about 25 different companies, including the one that made the offer to you. It's offered by Travel Guard. It's offered by MedJet Assist and many others. The key is this. It's the fine print. They may say that they're offering all of this, but there may be, you know, exclusions for pre-existing conditions. There may be exclusions for what they define as a medical emergency. There may be exclusions for countries that may be having an alert. So you need to find out first. The annual premium that they quoted you was a little suspicious to me because I think there are going to be too many exclusions applied, either based on pre-existing conditions, your age, or what they won't really cover based on their definition of an act of God or a natural disaster that may have also been involved in, you know, someone getting sick or injured. I would also encourage you to check out Travel Guard and MedJet Assist for one other important reason that often gets ignored. And Claire, this is a big one. And that is a lot of medical evacuation and medical evacuation and repatriation insurance policies, they have a clause in there. And the clause, like in for Travel Guard and for MedJet Assist, is a good clause. It says that in the event you get sick or injured, they will consult with your own personal physician. After all, Claire, who knows your medical records better than your own doctor? They will stabilize right. you where you are. And then, based on consultations with your physicians and with you, if you're capable of doing that, they will then medically evacuate you with a fully equipped medical jet to the destination, medical facility, and doctor of your choice. Now, listen to that again.
Okay.
That's a
yeah,
big deal.
I don't think this one does that. Yeah,
no, here's the problem. You don't want to be involved in somebody bidding for the lowest bidder to get your medical care. A lot of them will evacuate you to the facility and the doctors of their choice. And
right.
I'm sorry, that's not good enough. It really isn't. You really have to read the fine print. Now, I'm not saying that's in this particular policy for the EA Plus that you were talking about, the Emergency Assistance Plus program. But I know for a fact it is in the Travel Guard and the MedJet programs. Now, is the premium higher? Yes, but it's an annual premium, and it's not per trip. And I just happen to think that that's the way to go. You might also want to check out, depending on where you're traveling, if you're going to someplace that's a little more challenging, there's a great group called Global Rescue. They're based in New Hampshire. Check out their policy as well. So you have many options here. Now, remember, I'm not dumping on EA Plus. I'm just thinking that the policy amount that they're charging you seems to indicate a lot more exclusions than the other policies. I just want you to be careful about that. And then when you make a decision, let me know. But you got to read the fine print and make sure it includes that they're going to fly you back to the doctor and medical facility of whose choice? Claire's choice. Okay? Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to get an update on all things travel from Zach Raff from The Points Guy. We'll be back right after this as Eye on Travel continues. It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues. And of course, as I always say to you, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's do that right now. I've got Sugar on the phone in Chicago. Sugar in Chicago. Hi, Sugar.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. So how can I help you?
I'm planning a Alaskan cruise for next summer, and I wanted to get your thoughts on a land-sea package. I've been told specifically not to miss Denali National Park, and I think Skagway and Ketchikan were mentioned as well. Also, I wanted to get some information. It's quite possible that I'll be going by myself, so I didn't know if there were any groups or singles groups that arrange for this kind of trip. I'm not really sure what to do with that.
Good. So let's start with the first one. You picked three good areas. Denali, the real question is, how much time are you going to be spending on land? I hope you give yourself enough time to see all those places.
I hope so, too. I'm thinking about an 8 to 10 days total.
That's pretty good. I would suggest, you know, maybe 3 days in Ketchikan, 3 days in Skagway and 4 days in the national park, maybe even 5 days there. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as for your second question, which have you figured out which ship you're going to book?
No, if you've got some suggestions on that, that would be great.
Well, if you're cruising by yourself, there are a number of cruise lines, not all of them, by the way, but a number of them that actually have single cabins that are not going to kill you on the old double occupancy rule, right?
Okay.
So many times, you know, the single supplement was going to kill you because you're paying twice for the cost of the cabin for your mysterious, mythical friend that wasn't with you. But Norwegian, I know, has those single cabins, depending on the ship. And they're priced at about 65% of a regular cabin, not 100% more. So I think that's the way to go.
Okay. Terrific. Okay. Are there any single groups or that arrange for this kind of trip if I do go by myself?
Well, you know what? There are. If you go to our website, which has the most imaginative name, petergreenberg.com, we'll have that resource information for you about the groups that do that. And some of the groups that actually lobby to prevent, you know, you getting beaten up by that single supplement.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Okay, terrific. All right, I will.
And any problems with that? Any problems with that? You just let us know, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much for your help and your time. Really appreciate the insight.
You got it, Sugar. That's Sugar in Chicago. I just want to say that all day long. Sugar in Chicago. All right, let's go to Donna out in. I love this, Donna in Donner's Grove.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, and good afternoon. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could help me in getting our money back, getting a refund from Trafalgar. We booked a trip, the best of Italy, back in September of 2019. It was paid in full by December of 2019. We were supposed to go in May of 2020, and obviously that was canceled. And then again, May of 2021, we thought things would be better. And now they've both been canceled. They won't give us any of our money back. The airfare and the upgrades in the airfare from the trip from 20 to 21 went up significantly. So we're afraid that they'll go up even more in 22. And we would like help advice on how to get a refund.
All right. Let's look at two issues separately here. Do you want a refund?
Yes.
So you're not planning on booking anything with them in 21 or 22?
No.
Okay. And how much money are we talking about here?
It's about $10,000, a little more.
Whoa.
A little less. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But my experience, I must tell you, with Trafalgar is that they've been very responsible about giving money back. In fact, we had their CEO on this show who basically said he'd do it. And most of the people that I've talked to who were having problems have emailed me to tell me they've now received a full refund. So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Did you send me any information so far?
Yes, I did.
All right. Send it again. I'm going to forward it to the CEO directly. But I have to ask you just one or two more questions.
Sure.
At any time, did they offer you a voucher and did you accept it?
Offer me, I mean, like
a credit.
Yes. They offered us a credit for another trip. Yes.
Right. And did you accept that?
I guess we did because that's all they said we could have. They refused to give us anything but a credit. So when we rebooked the second trip, we were using our credit.
Okay. Number two question. Did you book this directly or with a travel agent?
With a travel agent.
And what is the travel agent telling you?
She's telling us the same thing as Trafalgar. She says she has no control over it. It's all of, you know, their decision whether it's returned or not. She just sent us an email straight from Trafalgar saying that it's been canceled and absolutely no cash refunds.
All right. So here's what I need you to do. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Send me all the particulars. I need a paper trail here.
Okay.
Of reservation numbers, dates, whoever you talk to with their full names at Trafalgar. I hope you did that. And then I'll try to get into it for you, okay? You got it, Don. I much appreciate that. We're going to do our best. In the meantime, we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming. Your phone calls, Matthew Upchurch from Virtuoso, and Kevin Babbitt from Captain Hornblower Time. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.